All right, open lines on the Tigers. They won. Twins lost. Magic numbers won. Let's get to Chris in Clarkston. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good morning, Chris.
Great. Good morning.
Hey, I want to talk Lions and Tigers.
You came to the right place.
I want to talk about the Lions first. I was watching that Tampa game. You know, we couldn't really plug it in the end zone, and we got Gibbs running out of bounds. Can't even take a hit. He's at the five, and he can't shake off a safety for a touchdown. Come on, I thought this dude was supposed to be a beast. Give it to Montgomery. Let him pound. I want to talk about Tigers. We got the Tigers on a run, right? Mm-hmm. Only thing that I got to say is I went to the game on Tuesday. I'm 40 years old. I had a 24-year-old to my left, bunch of guys rooting for Jackson Job to come in. And then behind me, I had an 80-year-old couple. So I love the everybody in Detroit. It's great. And I want to say, rounding third, McKinstry on Wednesday's game to take the—I forgot it was the tying or it was to take the lead. But that dude was on his horse, and he was making me laugh so bad watching this dude run the home rounding third. That was just great. And then I want to say, if anything is gonna work, it's gonna be Rodgers' mustache. That boy has got the best mustache in the biz. Go Tigers!
Yep. Appreciate it, Chris. Let's go through that phone call.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Start Tigers, work backwards.
Okay.
First to third, taking the extra base, rounding guys in from third home. We had Andy Dirks on earlier in the show. If people missed it, Odyssey Rewind. He talked about how there was a meeting with this group about, hey, we don't have the power, but we got young legs and we're going to run. And the Tigers have been, and they showed a stat on the Comerica scoreboard, one of the best first to third teams in baseball since this run really started.
Some of it is smart base running, like Riley Green. And with the ball in the dirt, some of it is just the aggressive mindset of, we've already seen it from Cora, the third base coach. Like, if it's even going to be close, he's sending you.
And there's been a few this year that you go, why did he do that? But the thought is more often than not, you've actually added runs.
Yeah. Hey, coaching staff, management, no one's going to be mad at you. Let's take the extra base.
And force them to make a throw. Yeah. Put the pressure on the other side, which is what they've done so well. The Gibbs point, he may be surprised to know that Gibbs is averaging more yards per carry than David Montgomery.
Yeah.
And you want both these guys to keep each other fresh. I don't know why Gibbs is catching strays today.
Well, we could be disappointed that he went out of bounds instead of scoring a touchdown, but how many times are you disappointed when somebody gets knocked out of bounds at the 1 yard line instead of scoring a touchdown? Like, it does happen.
I'm not going to get hung up on it either.
Me either.
Okay, let's get back to the phones. Jim, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
What a great day for Detroit Tigers fans. And I just wanted to point out one thing to you. Can you name the team that won a division for the first time on Comerica Parks Field?
Go back.
You can't.
20 plus.
Chicago White Sox in the year 2000. So how poetic it would be for us to throw it right back at them, because I know those fans that were there in 2000 had to sit there and watch the celebration on the field. So now we get to return it.
Well, we get to return the favor and hand them the worst season in baseball history.
So
just a little bit better, isn't it nice?
It's so nice because they want to save Crochet and they want to play spoiler. Detroit can hand them the worst season in the history of baseball on the very same day. And Detroit is going to send one of their guys to the bump today.
You know what? Yeah, well, I mean, one of the undecided.
Yeah, I didn't have the name for you because we actually don't know as of today. They're going to send one of their guys, and that's been the bit all along, right? Yeah. Is that undecided is one of the MVPs of this Tiger season. I don't know who's, maybe it's Tyler Holton. I don't know, John. And I wonder, would you buy an undecided jersey?
Why not? I mean, especially if they're the MVP of the team. Don't you want the best player on the team?
What? Right. Scooble only throws every fifth day. Undecided throws the other four.
So what's the number? Just a question mark or just a blank?
Is it the number of wins they finish the regular season with?
Well, it could be. So but then you have to wait.
Yeah, you couldn't buy it now.
Yeah, you want to buy this thing
you
now.
You can't do a question mark, can you? They wouldn't sell that.
Just do a...
You custom make it.
Just blank.
No number.
No number.
Undecided with no number. Or number zero?
Sorry, but...
Hashtag?
Technically, blank is retired.
Right, yeah.
Retired cop.
Minor detail
there.
You
can't use it.
So what do we do? But I think it'd be hilarious if someone actually had an undecided jersey. Yeah. Because it has been a story this season, right?
I meant to ask Andy Dirks that because at the end of the game, if you were listening on the radio to Dan and Andy, and they were going to give out the MVP of the game, they actually said, no, we're good. And they did this again. They used the word again. We're not going to hand out one single MVP because it's been a team effort. It's been that group effort. So they actually have given it to undecided.
I have an idea, and I can look this up here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever a number that's not been worn? 0 through 99.
I can't imagine there's been
double zero.
I think Greg's going to look at it. We did this when...
How? They played baseball for 100 years.
When the pandemic started, we did the best number in Detroit sports, 0 through 100, because we had nothing to talk about. And you could actually search this kind of stuff. And
but hold on,
I'm sure there's a number that's never been used. I bet there's more than one.
Really?
Like 97 or something like that. Well, that'd be great for us. Oh, we can make undecided 97.1.
What do you guys think? What number would undecided be? This is a stupid question. Would you buy an undecided jersey? That's kind of a fun question. 248-539-9797. There's also a stupid question that Tom wanted to ask, and I guess we can throw it out here because we're going to run out of time. No, like you've pushed this in the show sheet for a few days. Like full transparency. Tom's like, we should
ask the
audience.
Is there any other kind?
We should ask the audience, guys, who would you rather play, the Astros or the Orioles? Because it all comes down to this week and this weekend. Who is going to call in and say they'd rather play the Houston Astros instead of the Baltimore Orioles? You'd rather play Baltimore, who you've beaten in two series this month. You'd rather face Baltimore, who doesn't have a pitching staff. The Astros have guys that have won the World Series, that have gone to the ALCS. They're a much better team. They've been much better in the second half of the season. Who is going to say that they'd rather face Houston than Baltimore?
I mean, I don't think it's a dumb question. I mean, it may be like severely one-sided, like you're suggesting. I mean, remember John, was it 2 weeks ago, was thinking the Orioles were the 27 Yankees.
What?
Your headphones working?
No, no. I'm looking up the jersey numbers. Stop bothering me.
You were very high in the Baltimore Orioles before the two series with the Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you would agree with me. Like, this is a slam dunk answer.
I don't think anybody thought going into those two series that the Tigers were going to come out and win both series.
Right. But I'm saying, between the two choices the Gov wanted people to pick from, would you rather play the Orioles or the Astros? I'm not afraid of either in a three-game series where Scooble throws game one, but I'd rather face the Orioles, right?
Sure. I mean, given that choice.
Like, Tom, even you would say.
No, I say, yeah, I want nothing to do with Alvarez.
Yeah.
He might be the kryptonite of undecided.
Well, it could just be Houston in Houston. They don't lose it at home in the playoffs.
Well, exactly. And I've seen him hit so many moonshot playoff home runs there. I just envision that. And that'd be a horrible way to end this. But to Greg's point, with the Orioles being the 27 Yankees, this was when we couldn't get you reeled in like 7 days ago. You just didn't believe.
Well, yeah, because I didn't have the ability at that time to suspend reality. And now reality is that the magic number is one. They control their own destiny. But I was looking at it logically. When we went back to, you know, when you made the comment, 33-11?
All right, we found this. Let Jim set it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you went back and dug this up because in early September, right around Labor Day, we were talking about, are the Tigers actually in it or not? They were, you know, 5+ games back. What's real contention? Are they fake contending? And I think we all kind of settled on they're fake contending because it would take the unthinkable for them to get in. If they sweep this weekend, they hit that absurd mark that we discussed to start September.
That was 1 month ago today. It was August 27th. It was the show before the Angels series at home.
Wow.
This is nuts.
We do have someone that wants the Astros. John in Macomb, what's up? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
What's your thought?
Okay. Houston Astros, that the debate on who you want the Tigers to play in the first. Oh, it's Houston all the way. The reason, two reasons. One, I love to see Hinch back at his old ball, where he coached before. But second of all, when you beat a team like they did the Orioles, and then you got to play them again in the playoffs, I feel it wears down mentally that eventually that the Orioles, which are a great baseball team, it just seems like the Tigers have already done their job of beating the Orioles and that it'll be fresh when they play the Houston Astros. And I feel Hinch has that upper hand on the Astros, knowing all the players. So I myself am hoping, and now I think they are for sure, unless something dramatic happens, they're going to play the Houston Astros.
Listen, there's a story either way. Like, it's Hinch against his old team. It could also be the Orioles, who didn't want to pony up to add one of the pitchers at the deadline, and now they come back to haunt them in the playoffs in Baltimore. Ticket Text is saying there is someone on the station who prefers Houston as well, and he's actually the guy joining us in studio next.
Really?
Apparently Mike Valeni would prefer the Houston Astros as well. We'll get some of his thoughts, his dog of the week, cookie jar at 9:35. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank, and you should be banking with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you, just like they did me, and work with you to build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. They're also deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll get to your dog of the week here in a second. Tigers have been the story of the day. Turn your microphone on and join us.
That's nice. Sorry. Hi, guys. How is everybody? Nothing. Ready for hour 38 of Tiger Talk.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought that we'd be talking Tigers in September?
Who would have thought that we'd be so sure they're getting in that it's not really, it's not even one of these hopeful things anymore. It's more like, can we just get this over with, do the champagne, and then...
Well, at least they control their own destiny today. We don't have to wait until 11 o'clock for the Twins to implode.
The Twins don't want to play baseball for money anymore.
You guys have had voodoo. We've talked destiny. How do you explain the Twins last night bunting into a double play in extra innings?
How do you explain Correa walking to first?
Just giving up on their season.
I don't know. How do you explain Baldelli getting out of bed in the morning? I have no idea.
Derek Hill, former Tiger, making a heroic play
Rod
in center
Allen
field.
On the call.
Willie
Castro
this?
On the hit.
I wouldn't be surprised if I looked in the dugout and it was Jimmy Dugan as the manager and not AJ Hinch. It's just the movie. Where's Danny Glover?
Yeah.
Henry Rosengratten.
It's the one thing I wish I would have asked AJ. Can you confirm or deny the use of voodoo during this run?
Or like the end of a Scooby-Doo ep where like AJ's going to unzip himself and out walks Wilford Brimley from the National. From the Natural. Like, I don't know. It's just, I stopped trying to explain it 2 weeks ago.
Just enjoy it.
I just told, people can't because they're miserable.
What do you mean?
Although you still have an element of people that are upset or they don't want bandwagon fans or like, well, you weren't nice to Scott Harris in May. And it's like, yeah, that's how life works, okay? When you're 12 games under and you're 10 games out and you trade your second best arm and you stretch out your best arm and you hand AJ Hinch a collection of undesirables from Toledo and they turn into Mariano Rivera. Yeah, I think it's okay to be like, yeah, this isn't good for me.
You didn't have to see a 51-year miracle coming to enjoy this.
No, which is where I laugh because it's like, guys, if you think you get to gatekeep fandom,
You're insane. Yeah. That ballpark tonight is for everybody.
Maybe that's the name of the movie. Instead of Undecided, it's Undesirables.
Who are these guys?
The Undesirables.
I mean, hey, here's Bob Gunther with an 8 ERA at Toledo. And you're like, wait, this dude's unhittable? Bo Brisky used to be a fringy starter. Now this guy comes out of the pen firing.
Yeah.
He's like Jonathan Papelbon.
Yep. So Tom had this question in our prep all week. We finally just threw it out there. Who would you rather play? I said, it's a stupid question. Of course, you'd rather play Baltimore. But then I find out that you have said you'd rather play Houston.
Yeah, I would.
Why? What am I missing? They have like the pedigree, the pitching.
They got healthy.
They got healthy. Exactly. I'm with John on this. When you and again, I'm not taking away it. Again, let's not get angry.
Yeah.
But they didn't have Westberg. They didn't have Urias. They didn't have Mountcastle. You know, they didn't have Kierstead. Those are four big bats in that order. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with you. Houston has pedigree, but like Verlander's been awful. Mm-hmm. Houston feels old to me. Baltimore is one of the only young, athletic. They can match your energy, right? They can match.
But what's their pitching? Like, you're going to roll Skubal game one.
And they're going to roll Burns.
And you take your chances with Skubal in that spot. And then you guys.
Would you? You act like that's a huge advantage, that Corbin Burns hasn't shut you down?
You act like it's, again, not that we're going to yell today.
I'm not yelling.
You act like the Cy Young Award winner. I'm not allowed to puff out my chest and say,
you can puff your chest. They're not throwing out some scumbag with a 7 ERA. Corbin Burns is legit.
Right.
So it minimizes some of the advantage.
Well, and when you pitch two pitchers, all right, and one of them is going to be the Cy Young. The other one's going to be next in voting. What is it that you look at? It's going to be the bats. And as special as this run has been, the bats have been opportunistic. They haven't been better.
Yeah, timely.
Right. And so you look at Baltimore and you say, okay, well, if they're getting four bats back.
Look, I think the focus is they can beat either team.
Correct.
My preference, I worry that Baltimore's got some of the juice that you have if they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That they're young and they're athletic and they're exciting and you're going to go to their place. And I don't believe in walkovers in the playoffs. I think the Tigers can beat anyone who's left. But if you're asking, yeah, like I'm also with you. I don't care.
Yeah.
However, in this shakes out, don't tempt the sports gods by manipulating matchups. Just go play.
All right. Who's your dog of the week?
I wanted to ask you, like, we had several here on the pod.
Yeah, I mean, I can dig up our sheet.
No, you're good. It's more, this one's gross, John, so I apologize. But what about Louisiana Lafayette getting 4.5 at Wake? Wake Forest is awful.
Yeah.
Hank Bachmeier is awful. Their defense is awful.
And you're spotting them four?
Just give me the four. I mean, Lafayette should have beat Tulane last week. Receiver QB mix up in the flat. That was a pick six before the half. They came out of the half, had a kickoff return against them. Other than that, I mean, they dominated Tulane. They had the ball with a chance to beat them at the end. I don't know. That to me is the one. But we also liked Auburn. We also liked
I'm looking.
RP.
I finally made it all the way down to the bottom of our sheet with the picks. There's a million of these college picks.
You know, we provided some content there. Got a little out of control.
That's all
I'd
right.
Go Louis, I'd go Raging Cajuns plus 4.5.
Cayenne Pepper the mascot.
He's
there you
terrifying.
Go.
Terrifying.
I didn't make that up. That's their real mascot.
You got to go look at that thing. No kid would ever be happy to take a picture next to that. Awesome.
Listen to the full episode. Cash the ticket. The NFL episode will be taping later today. Michael, go through the car wash. You got the Boomer Pod coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then this afternoon, we'll be ready to rock, and apparently we're going to do a bunch of Tigers. I thought the Lions would play a little more today. I'm very surprised.
We sprinkled in some rag now. I think they'll be more Monday.
Yeah, some of it's delayed just because they're not going to play until Monday night.
Yeah, but you're ready to – you think they're steamrolling Seattle?
I think they're going to win. I'm
no PTSD with Geno and what he does to us?
Mm-hmm. I don't believe in that. Okay. I really don't. And my question is obviously Frank being down. Now,
that's a problem.
It's a problem, but the benefit is that they're at home.
Yes.
Communication will be easier. Graham is experienced. He's no Frank.
No.
But I liked what Awosika did in the NFC Championship game.
You're on a run here. Like, Aiden's playing high-level football, but he's also facing backup tackles every week.
Yeah.
Like, this is fantastic. He'll have 30 sacks if this continues.
Well, yeah, he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, and again, by the way, why am I ever looking at a team allowing a tight end to block him one-on-one? Can you, as a former lineman, explain that scheme to me?
No.
Please?
No. You put a running back, you set him in the wing, or a wide receiver, or tight end at the line of scrimmage, and you say, okay, well, you're a little further away, so maybe you could be a speed bump. No.
But it's got to be two guys.
Well, yeah, it's got to be him, and then your tackle.
I saw it last week with the Bears. I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah.
How are you asking when you're down five in the second half, you got a rookie quarterback, and you've got Cole Kmet one up on Latu?
No, thanks.
What the hell are we doing? I'm sorry.
You're good. We got to get to Heather's news. Mike, get out of here.
Okay, bye, guys.
See ya. Heather, what's up?
You guys, this is such a tragic story. A 12-year-old boy died while he was attending an overnight field trip at the Howell Nature Center.
Oh,
did you hear about this?
I didn't.
It's just absolutely unbelievable. It was kind of out of control. Happened on Thursday afternoon. The boy was struck in the head when a dead tree fell on him.
Oh.
So these kids were with chaperones, right? Like, people were there. They were learning how to make a fire out in the woods. They were kind of in like a remote area of the park when they heard that cracking sound, you know, a tree makes right before it falls. And everybody except this boy was able to get out of the way. The tree fell, hit him right on the head. He was transferred to the hospital by helicopter to Mott's Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. But unfortunately, he passed away from his injuries.
It's so scary because, I mean, this is probably a fifth grade trip. Jack, yeah. when he was in elementary school, at his fifth grade trip, went to the Howell Nature Center for his overnight.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. And you think about how random this is, but you just never know. It's
my
so
gosh,
scary.
I mean,
yeah.
You could think of other things happening. Like maybe something happens while they were learning to build a fire, but I would never think of a tree.
Yeah.
Fall. I mean, I know trees fall, right? Like, I know it happens, but, like, I would never even think of that being something, hey, honey, look out for falling trees. You know, like, that's not something on my radar.
It feels like a fluke.
Yeah, exactly. It's so, so sad. You guys, there was a Bigfoot sighting in northern Michigan on Wednesday night. Yeah, a lot of commotion going on in Cadillac after a pair of troopers spotted Bigfoot. And it wasn't just one of those, you know, cutouts that you see like on the tree lines in the forest or, you know, in farmlands. It was the real deal Bigfoot. And Michigan State Police Lieutenant Derek Carroll said Bigfoot was a lot smaller than they anticipated and spoke good English. So he does exist. He is out there somewhere. You might spot him in your local grocery store buying Halloween candy in the near future.
It's wild.
It's cute. Cute story. Yeah, very cute. Did you hear about Anchor Bay's high school football coach who's been placed on administrative leave amid this Title IX investigation? Yeah, so this coach is also the PE teacher at the school. Now, apparently, he was trying to enforce a dress code because there was a female student whose clothing was too revealing for gym class. That's kind of what's being circulated. However, the school district has yet to release any official information, so nobody really knows exactly why he's been placed on administrative leave. But the team, his players, his students are all kind of supporting him, taking his sides. I guess the football team, they all wore a shirt underneath their pads last week that says "Free G" on them to release the coach, get him back. So I don't really know exactly what's going on,
but
he's been on administrative leave, and he was fired from his job at Warren De La Salle in 2019 because his players were accused of hazing. So parents are kind of like, hey, we need to know what's going on.
Of course, you want more details.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the Cookie Jar, some Friday fun. 10 o'clock today, a very different version of Karsh and Anderson. It's 97.1. All right, it's the Cookie Jar. Some fun on a Friday. Some rapid-fire questions. The first, this weekend is Michigan-Minnesota. The Little Brown Jug. What's the best college football rivalry trophy?
It's interesting you asked this. Obviously, you mentioned the Little Brown Jug, and I'm not gonna say Little Brown Jug. I'm partial to the Commander-in-Chief Trophy. And it's one that is shared between three schools, Army, Navy, Air Force. I think it is, if you win both of those games, you obviously get to hold the Commander-in-Chief Trophy. I think there's nothing that is even a close second to it.
Heather?
You guys, I have no idea. The Paul Bunyan axe is pretty cool.
Sure, it's a giant axe. Yeah, Wisconsin and Minnesota, it stays in the Big Ten.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Floyd of Rosedale.
That's a pig.
Oh, yeah, it's a giant pig. Iowa, Minnesota. Who doesn't love a giant hog?
John, and you could combine that with the iron skillet with TCU SMU.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. But I actually agree with Heather. I like Paul Bunyan's axe because I've got memories of watching Daryl Bevel, Wisconsin quarterback, taking the axe and mimicking chopping down the goalposts with it.
Yep.
Tom, do you have a... No, he's waving you off. No favorite rivalry trophy. All right, for me, it is a Midwest rivalry. It goes back 117 years.
Wow.
In-state clash. Iconic. The battle for the victory cannon. Central Western.
Okay.
Next question.
Shocker.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was such a dismissive cool. True or false question. A Seahawk is a real bird.
Is a real bird?
A real bird.
Seahawk. True.
Heather?
Yes.
Greg?
I'm going to say true that there. You could go into the Audubon Society and find something called da-da-da-da-da Seahawk.
Tom?
I'm going to go true too, but there's something way back in my brain that tells me that it's based off of some other bird, but it's not the actual...
Right, it's based off an osprey, but...
Yes, there is no such thing as an actual Seahawk. False.
Trust my gut.
Yeah. Well, it's not
a fake mascot.
I actually knew that. That's pathetic.
But John is right. Osprey is what it is based off of.
Yeah, sometimes called a Seahawk.
Yes. Lions will play the Seahawks Monday night. Who should Michigan fans be rooting for this week? Ohio State or Michigan State?
This is a tough question to answer. But I've always held true to the fact that the game, which is Michigan or Ohio State, is better when both teams are undefeated. Now, the only way Michigan could do that is be undefeated in the Big Ten. A bit of a stretch for that to begin with. But I guess I would just be pulling for Ohio State in this one.
So I'm not going to should anybody. You root for who you want to root for. But I will tell you that we get into this game. Fourth quarter, nip and tuck game, only decided by a couple of points. Mm-hmm. My heart of hearts, I will be pulling for Michigan State. Going to pull for the underdog.
Okay.
Tom, you're a member of the Blue Wall. What do you think?
I'm not in the Blue Wall.
I know. Just give me a hard time.
Sometimes. Same thing as Greg, I think. I think I'd be pulling for State. I do. I think it's because I didn't go to Michigan and I'm a Walmart Wolverine. Yes.
From Tecumseh.
From Tecumseh. That I don't mind seeing State have some football success, just as long as Michigan beats them.
I think if you're a Michigan fan, you want Ohio State to be the best they can be for your matchup at the end of the year. Yes. So I think I'm with John.
Yeah.
You root for Ohio State.
Thanks, buddy.
Your favorite fall food, what is it?
This one, you're going to have to hang with me for just a second because I love campfires, and you can have them all summer long. Campfires in the summer are s'mores. Campfires at this time of year is a thing called a doughboy. You take the ironclad, I'm a doughboy, so that's why it works. But you take an ironclad pan, the clamshell, like you're going to make a sandwich. You coat it with a little bit of butter. You put some croissant dough in there.
Okay.
And then you pick your fruit. I prefer raspberry preserves or raspberry pie filling. Some chunks of cream cheese. You put some more croissant dough down. You put the clamshell down. You put it in the fire, flip it over a couple of times, and when it comes out, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Huh. I've never heard of that.
Now you have. Now you got to try it.
I would try it. Heather, what about you?
Got a fire pit in the backyard there in Royal Oak?
Not really. Heather, what's
up? It sounds really good. It sounds like too much work for me, I guess, but it sounds very good. I'm going to be super basic. Anything pumpkin flavored for the fall, I don't eat it otherwise. Yeah. So
sure.
A good old pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is good any year, any time of the year. Yep. But
it is. Yeah.
It's fall, though. That's a fall food. Yeah.
So when you do eat the doughboy, do you sound like him after?
Yeah. Well, do I giggle like that? Yeah. The JMO giggle? Yeah. No.
Guys, this is one of those things where I'm like, there's only one right answer here, even though this is a question and everybody has their opinion, but it's chili. Chili is the best fall food.
Chili goes up there.
I have something in the chili family. I went with a hearty beef stew.
Stroganoff?
Sure, but you get that beef broth, you get the potatoes with the chunks of beef in there and the carrots. That, to me, stick to your ribs. That's fall food.
Sure.
Scarecrows are creepy, right?
Only if you're a bird.
No?
There's nothing that's creepy about a scarecrow.
You don't think scarecrows are creepy?
No. You obviously do.
They're kind of creepy.
Why? Who's scared of a scarecrow?
I'm not scared. I said they're creepy. There's a difference. Greg, you seem to have a thought.
I mean, isn't that the idea?
Yeah, they're supposed to be creepy.
If you're a bird.
Yeah, they're called a scarecrow. So
yeah, but they scare crows.
For crows.
Yeah. There's nothing creepy about a scarecrow. It's just a straw-stuffed clothes. Not scary at all.
Mm-mm. And the last one I have, it is apple picking season.
Oh, yeah.
The best apple of the bunch is...
Honeycrisp. I don't think there's much debate about this. I think Honeycrisp are good year-round, but especially this time of year, name speaks for itself. Greg?
I love the Honeycrisp apple as well. However, I don't know all my apple types, but I just know what type of apples they have at Kroger. Have you ever had the Cosmic Crisp from Kroger?
I just saw them at Costco. I didn't pick them up. What are they?
They're a little sweeter than the Honeycrisp.
Yeah.
And they're like a good middle. Like, I love that. Colin likes the Honeycrisp, but he's enjoying the Cosmic Crisp as well. So I'm going with that one.
Oh, it's definitely Honeycrisp. You get a very... right in the name, crisp, flavorful fruit, 100% of the time.
Juicy, every time.
I like Granny Smith.
A good second choice, but the number one choice has to be Honeycrisp.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any, I mean, there's really not much debate. I don't know that I can necessarily say I've had the Cosmic Crisp.
Give it a try.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
Is it very new?
Is it,
I don't know. I've been buying it for a little while after I saw it at Kroger, and it's good. It's very good. Okay.
Cosmic Crisp.
Huh. Can I throw one in here?
Yeah, sure.
In the cookie jar?
Yeah, go ahead. Reach in there, Tom.
When your team's in there and in the playoffs, what's the best playoffs? Is it playoff baseball?
So baseball, you have edge of your seat, each pitch.
Tension.
There's a lot of tension in playoff
baseball. You got to get to OT or a clinching game in hockey to get that kind of tension.
In football, it's always a clinching game.
Yeah, I mean, in football, it's terminal. If you lose, you're done.
Right. No, but what
If you lose one in baseball, you still have, in the first round, two more opportunities.
No, I mean, just in the moment, though, in the game.
I don't think anything beats a game 7 in hockey.
Right. I agree.
Probably.
Maybe the new college football playoff will bring some.
Yeah, maybe.
Or 50-0 blowouts in the first round.
Yeah, more than likely.
That's the cookie jar. Stay tuned for a very different Carson Anderson show at 10 o'clock. It's 97.1.
Hey, looking for ways to level up your fitness? Well, you can join the YMCA with no contract and no joiner fees and for just $3 a day. Now, I'm loving all the YMCA has to offer, including access to indoor pools, Les Mills Group Fitness, hundreds of machines, discounts on personal training, which I'm taking full advantage of now, all with free child watch while you work out. And now you can go and try the Y for free. Visit any of the 7 Metro Detroit locations and get a free guest pass. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find your Y today.
Bars by Jason Benetti. Said so well.
Yep. Spot on.
Let's get to the phones. Josh and Wyandotte. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I believe Jim Costa needs to personally apologize to Kirk Gibson for giving him a hard time after he was on your guys' show for saying that these young kids are worth sticking with. I haven't heard one thing since that.
Were we wrong at the time that this baseball team was playing poorly?
That's a very Valeni answer.
Josh, it's an honest answer. I have no issue giving Gibby his flowers because he was positive in the face of a team that was not very good. Let's not get it twisted, though. They were not very good.
He hasn't been listening much because we've actually poked fun of ourselves for
sure.
This.
A lot.
And we've actually said, I think we might entertain calling him on Monday if they complete this.
No, I think we owe him that. Listen, he did through.
They're going to.
I know. I just have to.
Yeah, you have to do the proverbial if.
No, but I know there's a lot of gotchas, and like I have no issue giving Gibby his flowers, but the gotcha-ing of anybody who was critical of this team, they were a bad baseball team. They were 8 games below 500 in August. It's a 50-year miracle. The idea that we should have been nicer when they were bad, should we have? I think we're nice to them when they're good. We say positive things when they win. Like the idea that we should be anything but honest, I kind of reject.
We were out of patience.
Sure.
both can be true, just like I said about the Tigers and Twins earlier. The Twins have gagged, but the Tigers have surged. And you can say both are true, just like both are true throughout the season with the Tigers. I actually think the way we've talked about this team all season long has been in the moment.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to do. And we've been extremely complimentary. I think a troll right now would still be bringing up Matt Chapman.
Right.
It's over. You know they probably would have been better. So what? You don't know if this would have happened if they had him.
Very different version of Karsh and Anderson, as neither Karsh nor Anderson walk into the studio.
Gov mentioned troll. Here's Rieger.
Stoney and Rieger today.
I just got a new place under a bridge. It's very nice.
Shots fired before you even sit down.
They haven't even sat down yet.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.